This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The student-run newspaper at the University of New Mexico last week ran an editorial calling out, quote, journalism's problematic love affair with objectivity. In it, the Daily Lobo's editorial board argues that mainstream white news media often actively sides with the oppressor, and that one way it does that is by unquestioningly repeating police narratives. Daily Lobo news editor Lissa Knutson spoke with KUNM's Hannah Colton about how she thinks the pursuit of objectivity can lead reporters to obscure the truth.
One of the things that we really think that we were tapping into is the concept of false balance, or what's been dubbed as both-sidism, where like the media is presenting an issue as more balanced than the evidence would actually support. And so an example of this is recently the Albuquerque Journal ran a headline about the shooter that was at the Oñate statue protest in Old Town. The headline ran, "Suspect tied to shooting released." And as our reporters were on the scene there and they've watched the videos and were also witnesses, they saw the person pull the trigger and actually shoot another person who was there. And so to use the verb tied to, we felt that that was an example where, like, the edict is to be objective, and so they wanted to be fair because this person has yet to be convicted, but they were ignoring all of the overwhelming evidence that, in fact, this was the shooter.
You know, some people might say, oh, that's semantics, but how are you seeing wording like this actually be dangerous?
We have been looking at history. If you'll see in the editorial itself, there was actually a reference to Emmett Till back in 1955 and the media coverage of that particular torture and murder of a young black boy, and how that media coverage likely played a role in the ultimate outcome of the all-white jury that basically said that the killers were not responsible. And we look back to the Rodney King trial, and the same thing happened there. And if you watch documentaries and you see the footage, the black community will say the media coverage played a role in this outcome. So we see our responsibility as the reporters and the journalists of tomorrow as feeling obligated to take a different stance. We see that we're dedicated to accuracy and truth and not some sort of false concept of balance or both-sidism that is like actually preventing us from seeing what's actually going on.
And we're in this moment of pandemic and Black Lives Matter uprising in which I think a lot of white people with a lot of privilege are grappling with the extent to which systems have always harmed people of color, right? And you and I are having this conversation as two white journalists also, it's important to point out, whose organizations have always been pretty white-led. So it strikes me that in this editorial, you're really like taking a stance and saying, we're trying to broaden the scope of who this institution is for and really like try to be anti-racist journalists.
Yeah, I would say that's exactly what the editorial board and our reporters were invested in doing. We debated for a long time, you know, whether or not to write this editorial and how to write it. And we wanted to lead with our own acknowledgement of the racist system that our own institution had been a part of, right? We started with the things that we knew overtly were examples of racism. And then we sort of moved into the more systemic things, things like even objective journalism is based on a series of subjective decisions, right? Which stories to cover, which sources to get quotes from, how to frame what you're covering, what to highlight, what to downplay. And we really wanted to spend some time sort of investigating ourselves and see what we could do to be better at that.
How do you think the Daily Lobo should change to better serve its audience? And how are you working on that?
You know, that's a tough question. I think that we're continuing to struggle with it, trying to do a better job of literally going out into our community and trying to create a safe and supportive space for not only Black reporters, but all students who want to be reporters to feel welcome, to be part of our organization and to become leadership. And we also feel like we need to continue to work on the systemic racism at the institution, right? The University of New Mexico, we're not an exception.
Lissa Knutson with the Daily Lobo. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Hannah.
That was Daily Lobo news editor Lissa Knutson speaking with KUNM news director Hannah Colton. Read the full editorial at thedailylobo.com.